like you've gotten into a groove, though, with the increase in reps?
Yeah, for sure. You know, for me, that's what it's all about. You know, I've been on the bike before, so I just got to get back on and start pedaling. So getting out there, was, like I said, it was fun, felt good, felt natural, and, you know, some things I feel like I could have done better, but that'll come in time.
Is it your ankle or your knee? Is it both? I mean, we see your knee wrapped.
I did, yeah, I did get rolled up in the game, but the knee, you know, that's the nature of the injury. It's just, it's maintenance.
How many snaps did you play?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I know we played a lot as a defense. I don't know, 50-something, 60 maybe. I'm not sure.
Is this something you think you're just going to have to deal with going forward, probably, you know, for the duration or the sort of at least the
short-term? I would say the nature of the injury says that, you know, you TLC every so often. So it's just where I'm at.
John, what did it mean to you to see Jason Pierre-Paul back out on the practice field?
It brought a big smile to my face. Long time coming. Happy to have a guy back, member of the family's back home, and anxious to see what he can do. And, you know, I know he's going to give us a lift. He's going
to
help us.
I don't know how much you were able to watch him at all, but it looked like he was able to do a little bit more than some people thought.
Oh, well, you know, that's the thing, man. You know, people say what they want to say, but until you see it, you know, you don't know. So, you know, you never deny a guy the opportunity, especially, you know, when he's determined as he is. He's working extremely hard already. You see it. And he's just anxious to get out there and help us win some games.
John, Drew Brees has been very successful for a long time. And you've been around this league for a while. So what is it about him that's been such a high level for so long?
Well, I think first off, he's a great teammate. You know, he's a leader, captain of that defense. He makes that team go and that offense go. He's pinpoint accurate. He makes smart decisions, quick decisions. And, you know, he's kind of one of those guys that, you know, he came back from an injury and people said he couldn't do something and he just went out and proved why he still is Drew Brees.
It seems like people seeing JPP back and they're saying, okay, the Giants are going to have a pass rush again. I mean, is that too high an expectation?
No, you always set the expectations high. You know, he's JPP for a reason. You know, I don't see why he won't be able to go out there and help us. So anybody who, you know, is about what we're trying to do, we're trying to get after the quarterback, whether we bring pressure or, you know, we just send our front four, you know, we need to do a better job of that.
John, last week with the run defense, I mean, was there one specific thing that was creating the breakdowns? I mean, it looked like you guys were having edge problems.
No, I would say, you know, for the most part, we were good against the run, and then, you know, we would have a mess up and, you know, you rip off 15, 20, which, you know, you give up big runs, big plays, they add up to big totals. But in that game, I mean, how many rushes did they have? I know McFadden had, what, 30 carries? I mean, most running backs dream of, you know, of a 30-day carry. You don't really see that much in the NFL. So, you know, we have a lot of respect for their offense, especially their offensive line. And they were able to hit some runs on us, but the bend, don't break mentality end up being enough.
Different style of back this week, though, John, because McFadden did it with some speed and got into some open spaces. This guy, Ingram, he'll get yards after contact.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that was his MO coming out of Bama. Played against him early in his career. He's a tough running back. And, you know, a lot of the scheme is the same this week. Big zone scheme. They're going to line up in some two backs and kind of, you know, try to bloody your nose a little bit. But, you know, we have a big task. Every week it's always somebody else. So he's a good back, and it looks like he's really, really getting some steam going as of late.
I mean, you look at this team, and I mean, and one thing that's impressive is the plus 10 on, you know, turnovers. I mean, it's always the same drills. I mean, why is it so effective this year?
I don't know. I guess you guys are just doing a good job of, you know, doing their job first, and you know, the emphasis on taking the ball away is huge. You don't want to be big in the stats, but when you win a turnover battle, you usually win the game. It's a huge, huge, you know, momentum swing. Give our offense good field position, a short field, and hopefully we get points off of it.